From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported local residents already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria's team, hoping to release the detainees. That the release of the detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process that will in turn encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends a more than 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn in. He pledged political and economic reforms and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. Italian authorities are assessing the damage in Norcia, one day after the town was rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. This is VOA News. National public opinion polls in the U.S. show Democrat Hillary Clinton with a narrow edge over Republican Donald Trump in the last week of the presidential campaign. The reopened investigation into Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State has added an uncertain element to the race. Trump told a rally in Michigan that it took a lot of guts for Comey to take a new look at Clinton's emails. Clinton told supporters in Ohio she is confident investigators will decide there is no case against her. Several national surveys Monday showed Clinton with a 1-3 percentage point advantage over Trump. The two candidates are locked in tight races in several key states. Surveys still show Clinton with a more likely path to victory. As the FBI obtained a warrant to start searching a collection of possible Clinton-related emails, Democrats suggested the timing and announcement of the probe were politically motivated. FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate investigation may be related to the Clinton email case, but did not reveal their discovery until 11 days before the election. FBI Director James Comey sent a letter to congressional leaders Friday informing them of the development. He said in his notification to Congress that investigators didn't know if the discovery was significant, as the material had not yet been reviewed. The United Nations humanitarian chief warned Monday that Yemen is one step away from famine. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council that more than 21 million Yemenis, or 80% of the population, are in need of some form of humanitarian assistance.
Over 2 million people are malnourished nationwide.
Food prices are also surging, up 20% since the fighting began last year, and food stocks are down because of a Saudi-imposed air and sea blockade on Yemen. Worryingly, cases of cholera, the often fatal waterborne diarrheal disease, have also begun to appear. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
In an apparent crackdown on dissenting viewpoints, Turkish police have detained the chief editor and 11 senior staff members of the opposition newspaper Cumhuriyet. Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's oldest newspapers, says the detentions followed raids on the homes of staff members. A statement from the Istanbul Chief Prosecutor's Office said those detained were suspected of committing crimes on behalf of the movement led by U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen is accused of being behind a recent coup attempt, although he denies it. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.